what do you call it when you get such a bad wind that it comes and it just can knock down a house? Or
well, some people call them twisters, and some people call them hurricanes, and different things. I don't know.
Tornado, you mean?
Yeah, you know, a tornado. Well, a tornado hits something that dips down and takes everything as it goes, and it rises and it goes ever so far, then it'll dip down again, maybe 50 miles from here before it falls again, mm-hmm. or maybe 20 miles. And he'll hit down again, well, he'll just rain the timber down what it is there. And then he'll rise and he'll go up again. But we've been lucky some way or other. We ain't had them here, not them that I know of.
What's the worst thing that you've had here?
Just a real cold, windy day. That's about the worst that we have. I've seen it so cool here that I declare people a man would freeze if he got outside the house. Wind just a zizzing, blowing 30 or 35 miles an hour. Just as cool, that wind just like ice. I can't hardly stand that kind of wind at all. It worries me, hurts. Can't take it. But, and it's, you have cool weather enough to make ice. Leave more than trolls, you know, or buckets or anything. I was freezing that. That's pretty bad, but it ain't as bad as the real cool wind. The cool wind hurts.
Yeah, I guess it just cuts right through you. I guess it just cuts right through you, no matter how many coats you have on.
But we, it's like the old saying that we have to take it as it comes, some way or other.
Do you remember any other old sayings? Do you remember any other old sayings? Things old people used to say?
Well, not being important as I know of it, anything, you know, not too much. In a way, it nothing that I know of at all. Now, there used to be people around here years and years ago that they had oxen all over these woods. They'd turn them out when they'd do the week's work. Mm-hmm. And they were working them, they'd turn them out, and you couldn't hardly hear your ears for hearing the bells, you know. They'd bell them, you know, put little bells on them, bell them. You'd hear them bells jinging, jinging all the time. Well, that's something new. Now, that would be new here now, if I see that now, but I've seen it that way here at winter time, years ago. My father, he used to own as high as 3 yoke of them at a time, himself. The other man over there, he owned 3 or 4 yoke. The other man over there, he owned a yoke or two, right? Just like the people do with the cars. Now, you see, you can go to any man's place you want to, now you'll see an old crook or a car or something sitting there. You can't hardly drive. You can't get in your car now and drive 10 miles without going to where it's more or less the old cars parked up somewhere, you know, somebody. Well, the cattle and the horses, the cows and horses, used to be just as plentiful right here in these woods as the cars is, or more so. And cat squirrels, I've seen them running all over the ground or anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now then, you can't hardly find one. You can get right out there and go to hunting one. Doubt very much if I find them from out of sundown. The scurse, they left, they gone away. And quail, used to be words of them here, and now you hard ever see or hear one.
Yeah. I don't guess people hunt anymore then.
Oh yeah, they hunt them when the season is in, because you see, we have a season here, so many days that we hunt in, so many days.